Generation, we'll be here. On the air since 1947, you're listening to AM 1300, WNQM, Nashville.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hi, this is One of Messiah Congregation. Praise the Lord. I thank God we could be here this afternoon. This is another one of our broadcasts. This is July 1st, 2007. And it's really nice to be here this afternoon. My wife is here.
Praise the Lord. Good to be here.
We're One of Messiah Congregation. We're the congregation that comes to you with the Jewish Hebrew perspective. We're the ones who try to give you a little insight that Yeshua was Jesus' name in Hebrew. And the prophets were Jewish, and the apostles were Jewish. And maybe, you know, it's time to look into your Hebrew roots. But anyway, even though it's July 1st, and 2007, we think, it is the fourth month of God, and it's the 15th day. God has his own calendar in the Bible. I know, you know, we don't make these things up. They're right in the Bible.
Well, you know, but I think sometimes when people see, like, the fourth month, the fifth month, they don't even realize that it's not, like, you know, June, July, August in their Gregorian calendar.
Right.
They don't really think about it.
Right. I mean, if you do a study on the names of the months actually in the Gregorian calendar, they come from, you know, pagan origins, pagan gods. I mean, you could actually look this up in any encyclopedia, or, you know, now with the advent of the internet, you could actually get on the internet and look these words up. I mean, this is not our opinion. So the names of the month, believe it or not, they come from, like, different pagan gods or different pagan religions, but God has his own calendar, which I know most people never think about. Just for an example, like our brothers and sisters that are still in Judaism, which is a made-up religion, they're calling this month Tammuz. Now, Tammuz is a pagan god. Why would you want to call a month of God after a pagan deity?
I mean, we have enough of that in the Gregorian calendar, don't we? Much less God's calendar.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You go from the Gregorian calendar, where they're using pagan names, right, to Judaism's using names from Babylon, people that had them captive, people that were enemies. You know, and if you go to Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 14, there's the verse, the only verse in the whole Bible, even in Hebrew, about the Tammuz. It says there was women there weeping for Tammuz, you know, and then if you read that chapter, there's people worshiping the sun, you know, and it's a horrible thing. But you know what is, most people never read the prophets, do they?
No, but I think they read the prophets more than they read the Torah.
Yeah.
Probably. I think, well, they like to read prophecies because they like to look at end times and stuff, but they only read the parts that pertain to that, and they don't see the parts where it talks about the months and stuff like that.
Right. You know, we're One of Messiah Congregation. We're on the internet if you ever want to look us up. That's oneinmessiah.net. oneinmessiah.net.
That's right. And we do have video on the calendar of God. It's called the Feast of the Lord video. There's several videos on there. There's a lot of audios. There's 24/7 radio. So go to oneinmessiah.net.
You know, I think that if people would follow the scriptures, and like we keep the Sabbath every Saturday, and, you know, if you read the book of Acts, chapter 13, chapter 15, and even Yeshua himself, Jesus himself, in chapter 4 of Luke, you'll see that everyone on the Sabbath came to their congregation, and they read the law and the prophets. I mean, we're only doing what the Bible says, and if you need those verses to look it up yourself, read chapter 13 of Acts today. Read chapter 15 of Acts today. Read Luke 4:16, where Jesus himself went into the synagogue and read from the prophet Isaiah. I mean, I don't know if people, that's what I'm saying, if people would just take these verses and really think about it, that, wow, they actually went into a thing called the synagogue, which is a Greek word, you know, and all that means is a place to congregate. That's all it is. Today it's called a church. You can call it whatever you want. We call it ecclesia in the Greek. It means the set apart ones. But all we're saying is, on Saturday, which is the Sabbath, which is the fourth commandment, is a good day to actually read and study.
Isn't that the problem, though, with the churches today? Is in Jesus' time and throughout history, really. You know, people who keep the Sabbath, they study the law and the prophets, And now the New Testament scriptures also, they take a whole day to do that. Isn't it the problem that today people go to church, they hear a message that a lot of times doesn't pertain to a lot of scripture?
They don't go to church on the Sabbath.
Yeah, and they don't learn.
They made up this thing called a service, and the Protestants make up, it's almost like a theatrical performance. You know, it's a sad thing. You know, we're not making fun at anyone, because we come from different back religions that we had to shed, and people have to shed their religions. That's how simple it is. You know, this is the fourth month of God, and if you do some reading on it, you know, if you read 2 Kings chapter 25, Jeremiah 39. Jeremiah 52 and Ezekiel 1, you'll see this fourth month of God is a lot of tragedies happened. This is the month where Nebuchadnezzar is coming and burning down Jerusalem, and there was a famine in the city. Just think about it. If you can just transform yourself back in time, you know, get in your little time machine, go back some thousands of years, today Nebuchadnezzar would be besieging the city if you were in it. Life would be totally different if you were in Israel.
That's right. And, you know, people may wonder and say, well, why do we need to know God's calendar? Why do we need to know it's the fourth month? Who cares, right? But you better care, because the seventh month is coming, and the seventh month has two appointed days and the feast day, which are all about who? Your Messiah,
about
Jesus.
Yeshua. Yes.
That's right.
You know, we are one of Messiah congregation. We call ourselves a yeshiva. A yeshiva just means a community, a place to study. And we meet every Saturday on the Sabbath at 12 o'clock at the New Hope Community Church right in Brentwood, Tennessee. And you are invited.
Just take a chance. See how horrible it is to keep the fourth commandment, to keep a whole day for God. It's actually, you would love it, because it's free. It's actual freedom. You don't have to do work. You can't clean your house. You can't work. You get to spend the whole day with God. What's better than that?
It's such a beautiful thing to spend the whole day with God, and, you know, just put aside all work and all chores you need to do and accomplish. Have one full day for God, and it's Friday night to Saturday night sundown, and you are invited to 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee, at the New Hope Community Church. We are one of Messiah congregation. We are right inside there. So you can't tell anyone you don't have a place to go. You know what's really been on my mind? Of course, we read the Torah portion, which, of course, like I was just telling you, they did in the book of Acts. And we read about Balak and Balaam. And, you know, this Balak, you know, and Balaam, the false prophet, you know, he was the mad. He was just out for reward and for being remunerated numerically. You know, he wanted in plain English, he wanted the dough. Or he wanted, you know, he wanted to be esteemed, you know, higher than what he was.
And to curse Israel.
Ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous.
Balak wanted him to curse Israel for money.
Yes, I mean, so, you know, it's really amazing. When reading this this portion this week, Brother Paul Shaul, that comes to our congregation, you know, we talked this morning. He said, yeah, we should talk a little bit about the false prophets. And, you know, we're thinking about, well, Balaam's running around. You know, Balaam was actually killed with the sword by the Israelites. And, you know, these false prophets, people that are not of God. I tell people all the time, you have to know your Bible. Otherwise, if you don't know your Bible, false prophets, here's some of the traits that they carry. It says, you might be tricked because some of their signs and wonders might come to pass. Some of their signs and wonders may not come to pass. It says they're gonna wrought miracles. It says that some of them are going to do great signs and wonders. Some of them are going to do lying wonders. And these are false prophets. And I want to read a verse here in the book of Micah. This is Navi Micha in Hebrew. It says, this is chapter 3, verse 11. It says, that this is what's so sad. The heads of the people, the people that are in charge of the people. It says, therefore they judge for reward. Isn't that terrible? Just like Balaam, for reward, that word reward. The priests thereof teach for hire. Could you imagine, like, for money, they teach? Where does it say in the Bible that you're supposed to get paid to preach the gospel or get paid to sing a, I don't know, ministering song to someone.
It doesn't, but we see it all over.
Well, it says right here in Micah 3:11, God hated it because the priests, they teach for hire, and the prophets, they divine for money. The prophets divine for money.
Well, you know what a hireling is.
Yes.
A hireling doesn't care for the sheep. They just want the money.
They're just hired.
That's right.
They don't care. I mean, imagine the prophets, they hire, it says right here, they divine for money. Now, this is thousands of years ago, Micah, the book of Micah. But even today, in 2007, we got people out there getting paid big bucks, and they call themselves prophets. And there's even prophet schools. I mean, you have any information on any false prophets running around?
Well, we have a lot of false prophets. But, you know, I mean, there really are prophets of God. But, you know, isn't there signs? How would you distinguish between a false prophet and a real prophet?
Well, the only way you could really distinguish it, first of all, you have to know your Bible. Because some of these prophets that are false, some of their signs and wonders will come to pass. This is a test. This is to test you if you are not going to go serve other false gods and you're not going to put the real God down. But there are some prophets that will prophesy things that don't come to pass. That's what I was just trying to say. I mean, just think, when the Antichrist, the Anti-Mashiach is on the earth, he's going to do lying wonders, in so much that if it was possible, he would deceive the very elect. And that's why it's a very scary thing. I say you have to know your Bible, otherwise there's going to be people all around you doing lying wonders. And some of them are going to, you know, think of the words, false prophet. Take the word false out for a second. They look just like a prophet. So you have to really be careful, and you have to know the word, and make sure whatever they're saying matches the word, and make sure what they're prophesying and what they're doing doesn't contradict the word. That's important.
Amen. I never saw in any Old Testament scriptures, the Tanakh, I never saw a prophet who did not keep the commandments of God, know the Torah, keep God's feast days, and what did they always prophesy? They told them to keep the commandments. They warned them, if you don't obey God, bad things are going to happen to you. And they told them exactly what those would be. But the prophets of today, you know, I'm scared if somebody wants to pray over me today because, you know, everybody's prophesying, oh, you're going to be this, or you're going to be that, or you're going to have this, or you're going to have that.
You know,
it has nothing to do with obey God, you know.
It's a scary thing for me. If you talk to most of these people that are called Christians, they're always saying that God has given them a word, or God is doing this, and God is doing that. And most of them never even heard of keeping the commandments.
Right. If they're not keeping the Sabbath or God's feast days, why isn't God saying, you better keep my Sabbath and my feast days? Why would they be telling about what dress to buy, or what suit to buy, or what house to buy, or what car to buy?
We've actually had people tell us that God led them into Satanism to teach them a lesson.
Yeah, God had me
God
here.
Didn't
God
do
had
that.
Me there, you know?
I've actually had one woman came to me, you know, and I'm a researcher, a teacher. She said that God told her to go buy this false Bible. So I said, no, he didn't. God didn't tell you that. The Holy Spirit didn't do that. Some people are mixing up their thoughts in their mind or the vibe of the music for the Spirit of God. The vibe of the music is not the Spirit of God.
You know, listening to some people in the churches while I was there, I noticed that there's always a prompting of the pastors to the people saying, has God spoken to you? Has God spoken to me? Yes, yes, you know, and if you don't raise your hand, then you're not one of them, you know. So people feel obliged, and pretty soon they think their own thoughts that are in their head, they think they're from God. But there's always a test of the Spirit.
You know, let's put it this way. If you're a person that's of, you know, you read the Bible and you pray and you have good thoughts, that's called godly thoughts. That doesn't mean it's a direct intervention from God for you to do something. It's good to, you know, if you read the scriptures and you take on the personality of Christ, you should have good thoughts according to the Bible. And, you know, like Peter, let's go back to the Bible for a second. Peter, he was with the Lord. He said, but there shall be false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who shall privily bring in damnable heresies, it says, and denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And the unfortunate thing is, many shall follow their pernicious ways. Pernicious is like, I suspect, very hurtful, very evil, hurtful ways, by reason of whom the way of truth is shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness, there's that covetousness, they want a reward, just like Balaam.
They want to be known.
And they want the money. Through covetousness shall they with feigned, that's ungenuine words, make merchandise of you. And I'll tell you something, whose judgment now of a long time, their judgment lingereth not. It's coming to get them if they don't repent, and their damnation slumbereth not. Amen.
Amen.
In other words, everyone's going to get judged for what you do.
That's right, because in Ezekiel 13:3 it says, now this is from the Lord, thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing.
Amen.
Because that's what we're talking about.
That's right. You know, I mean, the book of Jeremiah is just full of verses about false prophets, mm-hmm. people that follow their own heart. They give prophecies of their own mind, of their own heart. And the only, you know what's really sick about it? There's people today that do the same thing, and they charge for it. Hey, you want my new latest prophecy? $59.95. And I'll give you the 3-box set for only $89.
If you send a big love gift, then you get more.
Where does it say that in the Word?
Yeah. You know, there really are good prophets. So I just have to say one verse, and this does go against abortion too, but Jeremiah 1:5, it says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee.
Yeah. That's Jeremiah.
That's Jeremiah. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet.
Hallelujah.
Unto the nations. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. So there were prophets and there are prophets, but you have to know how to distinguish between the false ones and the real ones.
Right.
In plain English, if they're not keeping at least the Ten Commandments and they can't tell you about how the feast days are about the Messiah, I wouldn't listen to them.
Of course not. I mean, you know, some of this prophets right in the book of Acts. There's all types of prophets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
And the Bible says there would be prophets, but you have to know the Bible. Now, we are One of Messiah congregation. I wish you'd go on our website once in a while because it's oneofmessiah.net. I have 24-hour teachings on there. And if you ever want to talk to us after the broadcast, of course, we're at 615-591-9820. That's 615-591-9820. And this, you can always contact us after the broadcast. We're always available. And you can always come and see us on the Sabbath. Bring your Bible. Bring your Bible questions. We bring food. We have a wonderful time. And, we would love to meet you. So we are Jews that believe in the Bible and Gentiles. And we are One of Messiah congregation. Getting back to our topic today, Balaam and Balak, these prophets even today, there's so many people, even on these biggest Christian networks, that prophesy things that are just bizarre, and people keep sending them money. Do you have any information on that?
Well, we'll give you a few of them. Of course, Pat Robertson's always up there.
You mean Pat Robinson?
Even Pat Robertson.
What did he say?
In May 17th, in 2006, he warned the 700 Club members. He said, vicious hurricanes and possibly tsunamis, after saying on May 8th, he says, I go away. See what he does? He goes away at the end of each year to pray, and he comes back with what's going to happen that year. And what he said in the beginning of 2006, he said, and if I heard the Lord right, he says, if I heard the Lord right about 2006, the coast of America will be lashed by storms. Now, guess what? I mean, there were no storms last year. The year before, there was a lot of storms, and I guess he was hoping that they'd continue on, but they didn't. And,
what's really strange is, one of the things I want to bring up is all those storms that hit Louisiana, and because of the way the stream is there, the way the storms come from that certain area, it's the obvious place it's going to hit, that part of America. And people always think, well, that was so wicked there. Well, what about the wickedness in San Francisco?
If a hurricane hits San Francisco, we will know
what
it's
about
gone.
New York?
That's right.
What about Chicago? How come they don't get hit with anything?
That's
not God. That's just the weather patterns. Now if something out of the ordinary happened, that would be different. And people are so fast to say God did it. you know, well, they should be very careful because you're going to give account for everything that comes out of your lips. Especially, God says, when you prophesy a prophecy and I didn't send you, he says, woe unto those prophets that do those things. Very, very important.
That's right. As long as whenever anything happens, you're right. They try to put it into a prophecy of Ezekiel. Okay, another one. Of course, he also says, Pat Robertson, that the second half of 2007, chaos will rule and politicians will have no answers because there's going to be a huge, huge disaster in America. Millions will die in major cities. It's not going to be nuclear, but something like it, he said. But you know what else he says? Now, if he really believes he's hearing from God, he says he hopes he's wrong.
He hopes he's wrong.
Obviously, it's a guess.
Well, wait, that's ridiculous.
If it's really from God, if God really spoke to him, he would be sure of it.
Could you imagine Isaiah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel coming and giving the big, forecasting the prophecy to Jerusalem and then saying, I hope it doesn't happen.
I mean, that sounds ridiculous, doesn't
it? You know, anyone can go on the internet and look up different prophecies. I mean, this guy Benny Hinn's got a whopping ones, and John Hagee, and all these men that exalted themselves as the leaders of the believing world. You know, you have any information on them?
Oh yeah, one of the things, of course, Benny Hinn. He's got a lot of them on the net where you can actually watch him saying it. So it's not like you're telling a story that's not true.
Right.
You can actually watch it. You know, he says about Castro in the 90s. He says, the Spirit tells me, he said. So he says the Spirit's telling him here.
Yeah, didn't he get the mantle of Catherine Kuhlman? What does that mean?
I don't know.
She's not in the Bible.
Yeah, the Spirit tells me Fidel Castro will die in the 90s. You know, he's still alive today. It's 2007. Some will try to kill him, but they will not succeed. But there will come a change in his physical health, and he will not stay in power, and Cuba will be vigilant of God. Now, obviously, that's a false prophecy, and he said that God told him that. So
yeah.
God didn't tell him that.
That's pretty wild. I mean, I read this on the internet, whatever it's worth, that in March 20th, 2003, John Hagee told Benny Hinn on the air that the rapture would occur within the next 6 months. That's 2003. What is this?
I don't think it happened yet.
I mean, are we raptured?
Nope.
Is the word rapture even in the Bible?
No.
That's another topic for another day.
Yeah, that sure is another topic.
But anyway.
Getting raptured out of the
golf
club.
I mean, we're not trying to pick on these guys because we understand some of them. Some of the works that they do are good. But at the same time, do they keep the commandments, the 10? No.
That should be your clue.
I think from what I hear, I mean, isn't there a dual covenant kind of thing going on with John Hagee?
Oh, yeah. John Hagee believes that... that, you know, the Bible says that there's only one door.
One way.
There's only one way to the kingdom of heaven, and that's through the Messiah. You have to have the Messiah, but yet he preaches what?
He preaches that, sounds like he preaches that the Jews that don't have the Messiah, they're going to find some salvation in a different way.
That's right.
And he doesn't really evangelize Jews. He doesn't really evangelize them. I mean, you know, that's the Bible says to go out and preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen.
Where does it say the Jews are going to have a certain way to into the kingdom of heaven? No. Everyone has to repent. Who's the vine?
The Messiah.
Jesus says, I'm the vine and you're the branches. Now, the natural branches are the Israelites, the Jews, and the wild olive tree are the Gentiles grafted in. However, the natural branches and the wild branches all have to repent and join the Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua. And there's none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. You can't get saved through good works or fasting, or you definitely can't get saved by false prophecies. You have to repent of your sins.
What does repent mean for those who don't know?
It means to turn from your sins. Tshuva means to make an about face and be sorry for your sins. But first you have to know what sin is.
That's kind of the problem.
Well, nobody knows what sin is anymore because they turned it into missing the mark. No, there's actually commandments. There's actually ordinances. There's things that you're supposed to be reading. And I know you don't study the Bible because you don't keep the Sabbath. If you had the Sabbath 24 hours, you know, a Sabbath for 24 hours, Most of those hours, you could read and study with us.
You know these things. That's
right. You know what sin is. You know what the commandments are. You know what we're talking about. We're not making any of this up.
You know, it's interesting. In James, the book of James, it says that having respect of person is a sin. Do you think that James just made that up?
No.
No. It says it in the Torah, in Leviticus. You can't have respect of persons. It is a sin. It still is a sin. It always was a sin. And so is breaking God's commandments. That's what a sin is. Now, I don't care what your church tells you, because churches tell you a lot of things, but what seems right in your mind? If you're breaking the commandments, do you feel like a saved person?
It's unbelievable. You know, some of these churches, and we actually see them actually rehearsing the day before on their stage, walking back and forth, you know, rehearsing their message they're going to give on Sunday. I mean, they're rehearsing with nobody there. I've watched them do it, and it's like, what are you doing? They said, oh, we're getting ready for tomorrow's service. And I said, okay, I'll see you. I never heard of that. Where does it say that in the Word?
Not in the Word. Well, and what they preach would be prosperity messages, motivational messages. But Jesus went up there, and what was he reading? He was reading Isaiah.
Read Isaiah, of course. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Uh-huh.
There's the three right there. The Spirit, right. That's the God, of the Lord, that's two, is upon Jesus, the Messiah.
The Messiah.
Yes, the Son. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But getting back to our topic today, I want to make sure everybody knows we are One of Messiah congregation. And if you like this broadcast, you can always get behind us with prayers or finances. If you'd like to send us a letter, you know, we are One in Messiah congregation. That's ONENMESSIAH congregation. You can mail us anything to P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. That's P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. As a New Yorker, I'm starting to talk slower, huh?
Yeah.
And you can call us anytime, 615-591-9820. 615-591-9820. We're making it so available for you to contact us.
That's right. And speaking of prophets, Angela and I were in a church, in a large church, well known here in Nashville, one time, and we do talk about the commandments and the feasts of the Lord, which, by the way, are terribly exciting. And it is very scary when you get prayed over by a church praying that you lose your zeal. That you They don't want to hear about being a holy people, being an obedient people to God. They just want tell you what you want to hear so that you give them money, because they got about $70,000 a week, I think it was at
that
time.
We thank God that we could be here these times that we're on the radio. This is just a half hour. You know, if we had more finances, we'd be on the radio longer. If you want to get behind some Jews that believe in the Messiah, Jesus, send us an offering. Send something to us, P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. We need our own building. We'd love to have a building right in the midst of downtown Nashville with a big sign, you know, about Yeshua, Jesus, the Savior of the world. Jews that believe in the Messiah, come and join us.
Amen. That would be great. But, you know, and also think about in your church where you go. Take a look around. Look at everybody. Look at the people who run the church. And are there people there living a holy life? Are they are they an advocate for Christ, really to be obedient to God? Because, you know, Jesus is the Word of God. He is the one that spoke those commandments.
Amen.
On Mount Oreb, you know. They are His commandments. That He said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
You know, this topic is so important, to know your Bible. Make sure you read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 if you have a chance, because this Antichrist will sit on the throne in Jerusalem, in the temple. And right now, they're pushing to build a third temple right in Jerusalem, even though there's no temple right now, but soon there will be. And, you know, it's time to make sure that you know your Bible, keep your eyes on the Messiah, Yeshua. Make sure you read and you pray and you fast. It's so important, because this Antichrist that will come in the future is going to deceive, if it was possible, even the elect. And Yeshua, Jesus, talks about it in Matthew 24. So you got to watch out for signs, watch out for lying wonders, watch out for even prophecies that come to pass, but they contradict the word. That's the difference. Make sure what you're feeling that you think is the spirit agrees with the word of God. Always make sure, that's your rule of thumb. Make sure the spirit you're feeling matches the word of God. Otherwise, you're feeling the wrong spirit.
Amen. And no matter what your church tells you, make sure you read what they call the Old Testament scriptures, because in it is the foundation of
Jesus
your
had.
Faith. That's right. It's the foundation of your faith.
God bless you, and shalom from One of Messiah.
Praise the Lord.
With a 50,000-watt Harris transmitter located on the banks of the historic Cumberland River, we are AM 1300 WNQM Nashville, Tennessee.